Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There's the Who. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for very much for staying with me on my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Lots of other stuff there, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Charles Whelan is a new friend, soon to be old friend. We like what he has to say. His book is called Naked Economics. He's a professor at Harris School of Public Policy at the University of Chicago, but currently on assignment teaching at Dartmouth. Right, Charles?
Correct. I'm in New Hampshire where it's snowing today.
What are you teaching up there?
I'm teaching the same stuff I do in Chicago, which is public economics, so anytime markets interface with government, and then public policy. So I teach undergrads
right.
The mechanics of how you construct good government policy.
All right. Well, congratulations to Dartmouth for having you up there, and we appreciate you joining us today. As we went to the break, I said I don't understand the concept of a liberal economist. Now, when I say liberal economist, I'm talking about someone who studies and is an educated economist, but also thinks that more government, more taxes, which basically usurps the entrepreneurial energy of a marketplace, that they think that that's better than less government, lower taxes. I don't understand that concept of economics. Can you help me with that, Charles?
Sure. You'll find plenty of actually very good liberal economists, and they just, you know, like any political difference, it just starts with a basic difference over what you think society ought to look like. And that's a philosophical question, not an economic question. So if you took a credible...
But wait a minute. I'm sorry. You said society, right? Did you just say society?
Correct.
What does society have to do with economics? You just said earlier that economics is the study of the availability of goods and services.
Right. And so one of your most basic questions is who's going to get what. So if you're more liberal, you're going to move away from the market in some respect.
Right. So you're going to say the government does a better job of that.
Yeah. So healthcare is a perfect example. If you lean more conservative, you're going to say, you know, there are only a finite number of specialists and CAT scanners and whatever else you need. Who's going to get them? And we're going to say, all right, well, we'll allocate it using market mechanisms. And that means some people who don't, or you are low income, don't have a lot of money, aren't going to get them.
But isn't a liberal economist more of a more political animal than an economic animal?
No, not necessarily. Because whatever your political bent, if you're honest, you start with kind of a philosophical view in terms of what society, if anything, owes all of its members. So if you're sitting in Sweden, Sweden's got a lot of economists. They're the ones who give out the Nobel Prize.
And a lot of taxes. A lot of socialism.
Socialism is not a very helpful phrase because it just kind of blankets more specific stuff. Right?
It's fun, though. I like using it.
Go ahead,
Charles.
What you said before was more accurate, which is you got very high tax rates. You got government spending more than half of GDP.
Yeah.
But, you know, you do get a fair bit of equality for that.
I've been there, and they do have a high quality of life. But how long can that last? That's my point. You know, the marketplace is not a zero-sum game. The marketplace can continue to create new opportunities, new wealth levels, and et cetera, as imperfect and warts and all as it is. But government can't do that. At some point in time, government runs out of people to tax because it's so inefficient.
So you're right in that respect. And I think when you talk about France, you talk about Italy, you talk about Greece, then those are places that are already falling prey to what you're talking about, which is they've promised too much in terms of social protection relative to what they can afford to deliver. Scandinavia is actually a little different in that their model seems a little more sustainable. Now, clearly you pay a price. So
the price is unbelievable, what they pay over there in Texas.
Right. So particularly if you're a high-skilled, high-income person, they do get, you know, you can't forget that you do get some socially beneficial things from government spending. So, for example, we always talk rightfully about the fact if you've got high marginal tax rates, it's going to hurt your labor force participation because some people,
right,
particularly second earners, are going to say, you know what, it's not worth it. They're going to take 50 cents of everything I earn from dollar one because my spouse, I'm not going to work.
Right.
It's also true that if you don't have access to child care, you may leave the labor force.
Right.
So the widespread availability of child care in those countries means that women are more likely to go back to work, which, you know, expands the pie and works,
right,
in the opposite direction of the high taxes. So Scandinavia is actually a quirky example and seems a little bit more sustainable at a lot of the prices.
I'm going to give you a little bit of that because I've been to Denmark, I've been to Sweden, and I've seen that. I've seen this, what you're talking about, and the people are happy. I'll tell you that. But the number two most desirable professional thing by a survey in Sweden was to be unemployed. Number one was to have a job. Number three was to own a business. The number two most desirable professional circumstance for you in Sweden would be to be unemployed, because from a financial standpoint, and you just can't keep sustaining that. But you know, one of the things back to the reason why I feel I don't understand the liberal economists. If you're a liberal economist, you're presuming that the government knows what it's doing. And Charles, did you watch any of the Senate grilling of Goldman Sachs yesterday?
I read about it. I find it very difficult to watch those things.
Oh, if you wonder whether members of our government know how markets are made or how the economy works, just go watch some of that, and you'll be disabused of that notion.
I did watch a lot of the hearings the first time around when the Senate I was on the House side.
Yeah.
When the crisis was newer, and it is very disappointing.
Those guys don't have a clue, and I'm talking about some people you would think would be smart, but frankly, they embarrassed themselves. The senators embarrassed themselves yesterday by proving how little they know about how the economy works. I don't want those guys running the economy. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.